All right, 306 on DGS here on KMOX. Cardinals baseball coming up later on, 445. Well, actually, it's technically 450 for the pregame show with Matt Pauly, 545 for the first pitch in Washington, D.C., and it'll be sunny gray. So it's sunny gray day for the Cardinals and lefty Patrick Corbin. For those that pay attention, you know he's struggled quite a bit. He's 1-8 with a 5.49 ERA, and he's been one of the worst starters in baseball the last few years. But I feel like he pitched well against the Cardinals, maybe. No, you know, I don't think he's faced him this year. Opportunity knocks when you're getting all that. And they've been doing great. So, you know, we'll have a little bit more on them later on. But the Cardinals is still the best team in the National League since May 12th. That is almost 7 weeks ago now. Actually, a little more than 7 weeks ago now. So we're coming up on 2 months of playing like the best team in the National League. And, you know, doesn't mean anything unless you can sustain it. And certainly they're in a wild card spot right now. And there's been a little bit more separation. You know, remember for a long time there, you guys, I'm sure, Rachel, you and Andrew wrote this down when mm-hmm. we talked about it in the past.
Yeah,
Remember when there were like seven teams all within a game of each other, a game and a half of each other? Yeah. Anyway, the gap has grown a little bit, so there's a little more space between the wild card teams and the teams that are trailing. So hopefully you keep on going in that route, and then we can start talking about the trade deadline, which is July 30th. So we're less than 4 weeks away. What's that?
It's my birthday.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the trade deadline.
Hopefully the Cardinals will give you a nice birthday present.
Yeah.
Rich. They'll trade for someone you've never heard of and make your day.
April 27th. So. April 27th at 2:04 p.m., by the way. That was when he said that. I wrote it down.
With all the
stuff. Notes. Oh, my God. I don't know. It's just a joke, Kevin. Don't look at me like that.
Out to dry.
He just stares at you.
Because he knows you're lying.
Sometimes the best thing to do is just not say anything. All right, let's have some fun with audio. We got a whole bunch of things here, and a few of them I think can be things we can kick around a little bit. You want to go first, Rach?
Sure. We'll start with mine. My audio is trending right now. I've seen it on TikTok and Twitter today. Why is it trending? I have no idea. But it's an appearance that Donald Trump did on the Wendy Williams show. And just judging by everyone's outfits and the fact that he was not like running for president or anything yet, feels like it was maybe like 2012, 2013, that era.
Okay.
He's on the Wendy Williams show talking to a young lady who has a problem with her boyfriend. And I look, there's not like a lesson to be learned or anything from this piece of audio. I'm just fascinated by how famous Trump is, how much stuff he's done in his life. This is just another piece of that puzzle. Let's listen.
Okay, hi, Mr. Trump.
How are you?
I work really long hours, and my boyfriend is starting to think that I may be cheating on him.
Oh, whoa. Are you cheating?
I am not. Donald. How do I assure him that when I'm at work, I'm actually doing work and not someone else?
Now, Donald, I'm going to let you answer first. And your wife is a businesswoman, so I'm sure she works late sometimes as well.
But I think if he has that in the back of his mind, I mean, you love him that much?
Absolutely.
Can you live without him?
No, I cannot.
Because, you know, if he has that now in the back of his mind, that could be trouble.
It's only going to get worse.
For the future, I'm saying.
How long have you been with him?
12 years.
And how old are you?
32.
And why boyfriend? He's not...
Yeah, exactly.
It's another show.
Here's what I would suggest. You tell him that you're working late, and he better not, to prove his point, try to roll up at the job and do something embarrassing, like where is she, or cruise the parking lot.
Okay.
If he can't take your word for it, then you know what? After 12 years, maybe this is not the guy for you. And if we have to have another show on why it is you want to get married and he hasn't married you, then maybe they need to break up.
And you know what? I'm looking at you. You will have no trouble getting guys.
I just love that clip so much. That's like the fifth time I've heard it today. I'm just fascinated. I'm like, and then he went on to become president. Like, it's just fascinating just to watch him interact on this show. The Wendy Williams show, if you're not familiar, is just a very, like, very shady, messy. It's all situations like that. Like, my boyfriend thinks I'm cheating, or like trashy celebrity gossip. Just to see him in that environment was very fascinating. And maybe you guys will see that in your Twitter or TikTok feeds today as well.
Yeah. It's where he thrives.
That's what somebody posted. That's where I saw it. Someone had posted and was like, this was his calling. Why didn't he just stick to talk shows?
He thrives with that stuff. And always talking to People Magazine and getting in the, you know, the gossip rags and stuff. This is where he's most comfortable and where he's happiest. I don't understand what would have driven
him. Where he's happiest.
Andrew, I think like you're he's right, known though. Him forever.
Well, America has known him for 40 years, and this is what he had always been before he suddenly decided it was time to be president or whatever. Like, I just don't understand why he would have left that space where he has always seemed most comfortable and most.
Well, now he's on a much bigger stage, you know? Like, if he was that happy on the Wendy Williams stage, now he is. You know, he had 4 years of being the most powerful man on the planet. That's got to be pretty intoxicating and got to feel better than talking to People magazine. But I get what you're saying. I was just very fascinated by that classic Trump clip. Wheels isn't saying anything. I'm wondering what's going through his head right now.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's a weird thing to me when super wealthy people are just not happy being super wealthy people. Like, I feel that way about Elon. I feel that way about all of these guys. Like, you just leave the rest of us alone. Just go be happy with your money and stop messing with the rest of us. Like, you don't need more power. You don't need more money. You're good. Just chill, man. I wish they would all just chill. You can keep making money. That's not what I'm talking about. Just at some point, I don't know, just leave the rest of us alone.
Why do you have to be the most popular guy on campus in addition to being the richest?
Or just why do you always have to be in the middle of everything when you could just be chilling on a beach?
Yeah.
True.
When you could just be enjoying your life.
Well, you have to meddle.
Why do you have to be all up in everyone else's stuff?
Yeah.
If I'm ever that rich, I will never be up in anybody's stuff.
Which audio should we do next?
What do you got, Andrew?
I have a funny thing from a Bulls game a couple days ago.
A Bulls game?
Yeah, that I thought was kind of funny. This poor guy was wearing kind of a knockoff looking jersey, but he was right towards the front, and the announcers were being a little mean to him, and people got defensive of the guy wearing the jersey.
Isn't that the Bulls fan?
Yeah.
That looks like an old jersey.
I'm not gonna lie. That looks a little bit like the one found that on the street vendor, maybe.
Buy one, get two free.
You want this NyQuil Jordan jersey?
It's got ball. It's like the Bulls are like. It's like he might have made that at home. I'm just kidding, big fella.
Hey, where do we represent, brother?
Where
do we
represent, team, baby? Where do we rep the Bulls?
Kobe White gives the Bulls their first lead of the night.
Oh man, that's
that's cold by us, man. They allow fans into the building, and we're just like.
Also calling him big. He was a little bit of a larger guy.
Oh yeah,
they're like calling him out on it. But people were getting a little upset because it's like, hey, come on, man. The guy's just sitting there. He's not doing anything.
I forget what I was watching the other day, but it was a sporting event, and there was like a very hot girl sitting in the audience, and the announcer said something like, look, if you come to the game, you can sit by her.
That was Chip Carey. That was the Cardinals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, sorry to bring it up.
Sorry, Chip.
I was a little surprised that you said that, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, dude, I gotta tell you. Everybody was like, wow, okay.
Everybody has known forever that, like, the camera, I don't know who makes the call. I don't know if it's a producer or a director or whatever, but the cameras tend to find the pretty ladies at sporting events. And, like, Harry Carey always used to make comments, and like, because they would do the same thing, and he would be like, oh! And then, what was the one? The Brent Musburger one? You guys probably don't know this. In sports, this was a huge deal. So this was a number of years ago, but the quarterback for Alabama, his girlfriend or fiance, I'm not sure which at the time, but they're married now.
Yeah, I do remember this one.
She was like Miss Alabama. She's really, really pretty. And the camera was on, and he would not stop. He's like, whoa, look at her. Wow, he's done well for himself. Look at her. And, like, it went on for minutes. Yeah, and we're like, okay, Brent, like Brent, you're her grandfather's age. Please stop. Please stop being weird. Please, please, please. And I'm trying to remember what year it was, but it was probably 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that. But it was super creepy.
Mm.
Super creepy. Like, Brent, settle down, buddy. I mean, it was that tone too. He was like, "Oh, look at that."
Everyone can hear you, sir.
Yeah. Like, "Wow. He's really punching above his weight class." Like, for 2 minutes, they're like, okay, guys, please tell Brent to talk about the football game because it's getting weird.
What should we play next?
Let's play the sarcasm clip. It's really short. You got to pay attention to this, and we can get into a little bit more. But this is I don't know what her profession is, but she, I think, presents herself as a professional of some kind, either with relationships or with psychology, but making a point about sarcasm that I thoroughly disagree with.
Sarcasm is a red flag. And this is true whether or not you are the person who is engaging in the sarcasm or whether it's someone else in your life.
So,
I love the sad music behind
I know,
it. Like, are you a victim of sarcasm?
Are you a victim of sarcasm? That is really well put. Like, if sarcasm is a red flag, literally every human being is a red flag. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I got to be more than just sarcasm is a red flag. Like, if it's somebody who is sarcastic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay, that's probably a red flag. But it's also very annoying when someone is never avoiding sarcasm, mm-hmm. right? If it's nonstop. But, like, who's not sarcastic?
Yeah, I really...
And a red flag for what? Like,
you can't... They're gaslighting you.
For you can't trust them?
Or, like, they're always making fun of you. I think being that sensitive is kind of a red flag, but...
Good point. If you think that...
Sorry to be sarcastic about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Really? By the way, I will say the best thing about that clip, though, is that all of the replies to it and all of the people that stitched it were hilarious. They're like, sarcasm? Really? You think it's a red flag? Wow. All right, coming up after 3:30 here on DGS, we get a live look from Dave Murray. Is he still ghosting us?
He's not back till Monday. Mm-hmm.
Is he still enjoying the holiday?
He is. He doesn't care about us anymore.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about it on Monday. Oh, no, we won't, because we're going to have a short show on Monday.
We're blowing him off on Monday.
Well, that's just fair play. Turnabout is fair play. So during the break, Andrew, I played the clip, the Brent Musburger clip for Rachel.
Okay.
It was from the 2012 College Football National Championship game. So this was not like some obscure Saturday game. I mean, this was like the game everybody in the country was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Did I oversell it?
No. He was definitely... Yeah. I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
Yes,
I get
she
it.
Was.
But like,
I shouldn't say was. She still
bit.
Is. I mean, it's...
What?
She's not dead. But she is. And it's just like he wouldn't stop. He's like, boy, I tell you, the quarterbacks, they get all the beauties. And then if pause for a second and his partner's like laughing along, like, yeah, you're not kidding. And he just goes, whoa. Oh, Brent Musburger. So 12 years ago that happened. Now, it wasn't a scandal.
Right.
But he got made fun of for it. Like, everybody was like picking on him. Like, geez, buddy, calm down. Mm-hmm. Don't be so creepy. She's a lot younger than you. But now I feel like that would be a little bit more of a thing.
Probably
would have blown up on him.
This is kind of unrelated, but have you guys ever seen like the gif of the girl and the guy? They're at like a football game or something, and he's trying to impress her, and he hands her his Costco card, and she's like, "Oh, like,
yeah."
That's one of my favorite little videos ever. It's so funny.
One of the best memes that comes from that is like a guy who's clearly like really trying to explain something to the girl he's sitting with,
yes.
and she's just staring straight
yes,
ahead.
Yes, that one's really good.
Not care more about what this guy is saying. And then there's so many great memes that have come from that because it can literally apply to anything. So listen, I was just doing this in Dungeons and Dragons. Sorry, Andrew, because I'm into those things as well. Because I've been known to over-explain the things I'm interested in. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what? It doesn't matter. Like, video games. I'll do that to my wife sometimes. Like, you just got to see. She'll be just looking at me like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I still have to say it.
Yeah, you just gotta get it out.
Do you have anything like that? You just have to say it, even though, like, sometimes I don't recognize that the person I'm talking to doesn't care, mm-hmm. but a lot of times I do, but the words have to come out of my face. My dad is like that for sure, because he'll start telling us the same story, and it's either learned or genetic, but it definitely, I have what my dad has, because he'll start to tell me a story that he's told me many times before. And I will say, yep, you've told me this story 10 times, and he will still finish the story. And I do that. And I don't know if it's learned or if it's genetic, but it just has to come out of your face. Do you have one of those?
I feel like I did that on the show the other day when I was talking about that another Trump video of him driving the car and Melania was filming in the backseat while Blank Space by Taylor Swift played. Like, I could tell nobody cared, but I was like, I've got to tell the story. It's such a good video. Like, I've seen it so many times.
It's a video. I've seen that video probably 100 times.
Yeah, because it's great.
It's great.
It's just, it's just primo content. Doesn't get any better than that. And I just had to talk about it, and I could tell it wasn't going over well, and I did it anyway.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, Andrew, you're like me in that regard. Like, sometimes it just has to, you just have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to say the words.
Yeah. I'm
why
more
is, why do you think that is? Are we just, is it just like, it's in your brain?
Maybe it's an OCD thing.
And you can't move off of it unless you say it?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't really have any OCD things other than that. But then again, what do I do more than anything else in the world? I probably talk more than I do literally anything else in the world.
I'm more of a, I will be like, oh, that'll be a good story to tell without really thinking it through. And then I start telling the story and I realize how pointless and lame it is. And then everyone's just on this terrible ride with me until I'm eventually like, I'm sorry I even brought it up. That was another Rachel boring story.
Everybody does that, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I've absolutely done the whole thing. Like, you guys are going to laugh at this story, and then nobody's laughing. Like, I guess you had to be there.
Yeah.
Guess you had to be there. It's much funnier when it happened to me.
I do that with work stuff all the time. I'll, like, be telling someone a story of something one of you guys did, and I'm like, okay. And then Wheels is like, and then Andrew was like, but it's, like, built on 20 inside jokes we all have, right, so it makes no sense to anyone else.
Those are the best, though.
Like, you had to be there, man. It was hilarious.
They are the best jokes and the best laughs. But they're impossible to explain.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get yourself down the rabbit hole. Like, okay, so to understand that, you got to remember this.
You got to remember, 2013, Andrew was wearing a green polo shirt.
We called him Green Boy for like 15 years after that.
Well, ever since then, it's been more the Charlie Brown shirt.
Yeah. And everyone's just like, you people are crazy.
But I will say that's why the diehard listeners love it.
Because that's true.
They get all of those.
Those are the best shows, is when it's like inside joke from 2 segments ago, 3 segments ago, 4. Like whenever we do the callback, it's pretty
fun.
Great.
It's fun.
It's easy to grin enjoy that.
Yes, it's very grin enjoyable.
Everybody's listening and they're like, why does he keep saying grin joy? Like, because 3 days ago it was hilarious.
It was good stuff.
That's why. Because 3 days ago it was really funny and I can't move past it.
Oh, speaking of grin enjoyable. Dave Murray's forecast is after the news.
All right, it's 3:30 on a Friday here on DGS. Dave is out. He will be back a week from Monday doing his summer vacation. Got pushed back a couple of weeks, but heading out west. I always feel like I'm describing him like he's a settler.
Oh, yeah, he's
like
on
he's
the Oregon
heading
Trail.
Out west. He's exploring. Going to find a homestead. And then could you imagine Dave prospecting for gold?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I actually could, too.
He's going to leave the show
what if he did? What if he struck gold?
That'd be awesome.
He'd be like, see ya, suckers. Staying out here. Or just do the show from there, because he'll have all the money in the world. He could do that. So Dave will be back a week from Monday. The other Dave Murray, is also off for the holidays. So we have a live look that we're going to Grinjoy.
Our long-lasting unsettled weather pattern is now out of the picture. We got just enough push in the atmosphere to let a high-pressure system move in. It's been a gorgeous afternoon, and that's the trend really right through the rest of the holiday weekend. Not a heck of a lot going on. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the 70s for evening plans, especially after the sun goes down, 66. Get out there and enjoy. Then on Saturday, sunny skies, nice morning, nice afternoon, comfortable temperatures for summer, 86, and the humidity levels stay low on Saturday. All is quiet Saturday night and Sunday. Sunny skies, beautiful morning. Now, I still think Sunday afternoon is going to be a little bit warmer with a pop up to about 91 degrees. Humidity slowly makes a comeback on Sunday. Let's just call it moderate humidity. And so I'll keep a chance of a pop thunderstorm in there for Sunday, but very hard to find. We'll start to see an increase again in shower and thunderstorm activity into early next week. There you have it. Enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. Be safe out there.
And we will definitely give it a shot. You made it sound like we were going off into danger.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
yeah, it's a
watch
way
your
to say,
back.
Weird way to say that.
It's going to be 88. Be safe out there.
Yeah.
And you go, okay.
Do you know something I don't?
Yeah,
Dave
I'm like,
Murray?
Yeah, that's what I feel like, because he's smart and he knows things. I'm worried.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be worried? No, I'm just
I'm not going to worry about
teasing.
It.
All right, let us do some headlines.
All right, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, Abigail Disney, the Disney heir, says she will not send the Democrats any more donation until Biden is out, saying, I intend to stop any contributions to the party until and unless they replace Biden at the top of the ticket, insisting her decision was made out of, quote, realism, not disrespect. She says Biden's a good man who has served his country admirably, but the stakes are far too high to keep him as the hope for the White House. She concluded, if Biden does not step down, the Democrats will lose. Of that, I am absolutely certain the consequences for the loss will be genuinely dire. What do you guys think? I mean, she's allowed to do whatever she wants. It's her money. But I'm wondering how many different donors, sponsors are going to come out and say similar things, or if the storm will pass. You know, he has this interview tonight on ABC. Maybe that'll make people feel better. Who knows what will happen in the next couple of days?
Yeah. Everybody is allowed to say what they believe, right? And if you're giving money, you have a right to say, this is how, these are the conditions under which I'm giving my money. I think that's probably the only thing that actually changes anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is if the people with money say, we are not giving any more of it so long as X happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, and I know that's a much lower stakes, lower level thing, but, you know, having lived my life in the sports world, people are always talking about what power do fans have. Well, you have the power to not spend your money. And
yeah,
if you don't
talks.
Spend your money, you will influence your team, you will influence the business that you're trying to influence, or you'll influence politics.
If every donor pulls their money, they almost have no choice but to.
Right.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden just tweeted about an hour ago, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm the sitting president of the United States. I'm the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm staying in the race.
Okay. I mean, nobody's worried about the clarity of your statements. That's not the point, right? What people are worried about is what you looked like in a 90-minute event that you had weeks to prepare for, and you knew what your opponent was going to say and do, and you knew how that needed to be handled, and you failed. I mean, that's what, you know, no, that's what I don't like about politics in general, is like, hey, you guys, that thing you all saw, yeah, you didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
It went differently than the way you're remembering it.
Yeah. I mean, again, doesn't mean you didn't do some things right or whatever. If you went on, quote unquote, won on policy points or whatever. Okay. But that's not what stood out because of the performance. And yeah, you guys, newsflash, since the dawn of television, performance matters. And I don't mean job performance, although that obviously matters too. A lot of people go by what they see, not just by what they can read. And most people don't study policy. I don't. I mean, I understand big things and I understand things that impact me, but I'm not a policy wonk. I'm not in the weeds on it. That's not what most people are going to be swayed by. And it's not what Trump won on. And it's not what every president has ever won on before. Right. I mean, the difference between this is not any knowledge that I have, but there when you look at the very first televised presidential debate, the Kennedy Nixon, people that listened to it on the radio thought Nixon won. People that watched it on TV thought Kennedy won because the performance mattered. The appearance mattered.
Mm-hmm.
One guy looked calm, cool and collected. The other guy was sweating and didn't have the same look. He wasn't as pretty. And it does matter. And that's the conversation that people are having. It's not about the human beings involved, although that certainly plays into the emotional side of it. But we all know, everybody that follows politics knows that appearance and performance matter, not just job performance, but your performance when you're on camera.
Have you guys heard about this shark that's allegedly bit four people off of a Texas beast?
One shark?
Sorry, I can't talk. Yes, a single shark is believed to have left four people injured off the coast of Texas yesterday. So police were called about a severe shark bite to the leg along Beach Access 14 at 11 a.m. There was a male victim who was taken to a hospital, and a second person was reported to have minor injuries that didn't require emergency care. But within 2 hours later, they received a second call stating two more people had been bitten by what is believed to have been the same shark. They say the shark was later, quote, pushed out to deeper water. So all these times when, you know, like a bear bites someone or, you know, kills someone, we usually kill the bear. This shark, it's like, bit four people in 2 hours. Just push it out deeper. Like, okay, that doesn't sound good. Jaws over here.
Uh-huh.
Busy.
What's the matter, Kev?
I'm just trying to figure out how they thought, how they realized it was just one.
Yeah, I don't know how they, maybe he had like a, his fin had something signifying about him.
Scar.
Yeah, it's like, it's him. It's, there's that mole that I saw. Whenever.
He's got a tattoo.
Right, exactly.
He's got a teardrop tattoo.
Right, yeah, he's got four of them now. A significant number of Americans have given up on going on vacation this summer due to the high cost of living. This is according to a Newsweek poll. 44% of respondents said they won't be traveling anywhere in the next 3 months, with a majority of 53% saying they would have gone on vacation had the cost of living been cheaper.
That sucks.
That does suck.
I mean, it makes total sense, and it just sucks that that's it. Because, you know, we always joke, we shouldn't say we, but a lot of people will joke, you know, about it being a vibes-based economy. Like, okay, well, the stock market's good, so why is everybody saying it's bad? Well, because not everybody's dealing with the stock market on your day-to-day. It doesn't affect me on a day-to-day basis. That's my retirement account. That's all stuff that I'm not going to need for a while. You know, I mean, on the day-to-day basis, what are people noticing? You know, you notice gas prices, which are what they are. They're not crazy, but they're not great. Your food prices are up. We were just talking about... what was it last week we were talking about the costs of like, we were talking about the sales of grills being down and they were saying it's because the cost of meat is up, which it is, but the cost of, the grill sales being down is because everybody bought new grills during the pandemic.
Right.
That's what happened. That was the reality of it. And you don't need one every few years, but we all know those things. And that's what people are judging by. It's not by your 401k portfolio because you're not really, that's not really impacting your day to day life.
The halls of Miami International Airport turned bright lime green yesterday. There was a pipe leak in Concourse G that caused the fluid to flow down from the ceiling on the busy July 4th holiday. Crews responded immediately and determined the liquid was not hazardous. Actually, it turns out it was just water from the AC system.
That was green?
Yeah, it had green dye in it for some reason.
Okay. Maybe they were trying to track a leak or something?
I would have drank it to see.
Guess what? They found a leak. They found the leak.
You would have drank it to see if it tasted like lime?
Yeah, I would have tried it.
That's
Andrew's like, maybe this is a new Mountain Dew flavor.
Yeah, the more neon green a drink is, the more it tells me I should drink that.
And that's in college. I worked at Miami International Mall, which is right across from the airport.
Brag.
So we had a no, not a brag. It was about to be a complaint. It's the worst. It is the worst. That is a tough airport. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not dirty and all that. It's just a lot. It's just because so many people go there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and everybody, this is what's a lot about it. Everybody there, it's not like a normal travel place because everybody there is basically going on vacation.
Yeah.
So everybody is out to lunch. And yet, and here's the thing, but they're out to lunch from all over the world. Right? So everybody's just clueless and it's just chaos. It's mm-hmm. the worst. That's what I hated about working at the Ruby Tuesdays there at Miami International Mall.
Ruby Tuesdays.
The worst people ever were all the people from out of the country that don't tip.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't tip where they come from.
They don't understand.
Because the servers where they come from actually get paid real money.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, I don't remember exactly what my hourly was then, but it was probably like $1.80.
Yikes.
$2, and then your tips were what you made, where you made your money. Yeah. It was great.
Final story here. Fireworks launched into a stadium crowd in Utah, and multiple people were injured. This happened in Provo, Utah, during the opening ceremonies of the Stadium of Fire event at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Rogue fireworks landed in the stands and on the field, injuring both spectators and performers. The event was paused while emergency crews arrived, but eventually continued after a delay. Did you guys see the video of this by chance? It's pretty crazy. Very unfortunate and not what you want to see happen when you're lighting off fireworks. You don't want it to injure the people watching.
That's pretty good.
To state the obvious here, this is not the desired outcome.
Oh my God, I'm watching the video now.
It's
what the
pretty
hell?
Pretty wild. Just
that's
goes
ridiculous.
Straight into the crowd.
Right, we got George Mayhew popping in after the top of the hour. Talk a little food because we like food.
Oh, yes, we do.
And we like talking about food.
We sure
and we
do.
Like eating food.
Mm-hmm.
A question for the two of you guys. Have you ever been so desperate for a chocolate milk that you would actually take out a loan to buy one?
Chocolate milk? No.
No?
Yeah, no? That's going to be a no for me.
All right, so... You don't need to know this, but you know Justin Verlander is major league pitcher. He's really good. He's going to the Hall of Fame someday. Mm-hmm. So when he was in high school, he did not have any money and he wanted a chocolate milk. So his buddy was sitting there at the table with him, and he said to his buddy, "How about if you buy me a chocolate milk, I will give you 0.001% of the signing bonus when I sign pro." Now, yeah. Keep in mind, this is a high school kid, so a little cocky, but he knew he was good. No, he knew he was good. He was being recruited by big schools and all that. And his buddy said, "Yes, I will buy you a chocolate milk for 0.001% of your signing bonus." And they wrote it down on a napkin, and he signed it. Justin Verlander did. And then after he signed as a pro, he was drafted in the first round, number one or two overall pick. He got a $3 million signing bonus. So he wound up giving his buddy $3,000.
Wow.
For the chocolate milk.
That's a crazy story.
His friend had to take him to civil claims court.
Apparently his buddy, after he signed, his buddy brought the napkin and brought it over to him and just set it down and like, "Pay up, buddy." And he actually, like, obviously, I think he was kidding, but the guy, Justin Verlander, was like, "I'll give you the money." He just got, he's a, you know, college kid who just got $3 million signing bonus. So he paid $3,000 for a chocolate milk.
That's dedication.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Man.
Would you regret that after the fact if you were him, or would you be like, "I just got $3 million, $3,000 is nothing.
Yeah, not
it's my friend."
Especially if it was my friend.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't
care. Doing fine. And if you're still friend, you know, yeah, you're fine.
Man, that was pretty good.
I love chocolate milk, but in my older age, I can't drink it like I used to. The milk just upsets my tummy. Well, it used to be like 10 years ago, I could drink like a quart of chocolate milk and it was nothing. And now if I did that, I would feel so sick.
Even the little school one?
I could do a little school one and probably be fine. But I used to buy a bag of Hostess donuts, like a big bag, and then a quart of chocolate milk. And that would be like my snack.
Yep. Nice.
But those days are over.
With the school milks, whether it's the regular ones or the chocolate milks, did you guys we're going to take this slow and try to make it last through the whole lunch, or was it just pounding it? Like,
pretty much just drinking it real fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, same here.
I wouldn't drink milk.
Because it was better when it was cold.
Yeah, nobody
wants
more milk.
The colder, it's better. You got to get after it real quick.
Yes.